Hey folks, Barb McQuaid here. Here's a recording of my first Cafe Note of 2022, calling all citizens. As always, please write to us with your thoughts and questions at letters@cafe.com. Dear listener, as we turn the page on a new year, it's time for resolutions. We each have our own personal goals for self-improvement, like getting more exercise or eating more vegetables. But one collective resolution that America needs more than any other is a renewed commitment to our duties as citizens. As we embark on 2022, our country faces enormous challenges. The COVID pandemic has already killed more than 800,000 Americans and has come roaring back. Climate change is advancing faster than our willingness to address it. Income inequality continues to grow. According to the Economic Policy Institute, CEO pay is now 350 times that of the average worker. The ability of our pluralistic society to coexist in harmony has taken several steps back. Despite the alarming regularity of mass shootings, we're unable to pass common sense reforms to outlaw assault weapons. Our faith in government and other institutions has withered. And to my absolute astonishment, our country is divided, even on something as undeniably awful as the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Of course, we face challenges throughout our history, but what makes so many of our current conflicts so distressing is that they're driven from within. Cynical political forces cling to power with gerrymandering, restrictive voting laws, and pretextual claims of voter fraud. Some private interests deny climate change and lobby against measures needed to protect the planet. Those with a political agenda use social media and conspiracy theories to stoke divisions and push people to polar extremes, demanding Americans choose between us and them. A natural reaction to the unrelenting negativity is to withdraw. The sheer volume of atrocities, ranging from police brutality to spikes in COVID, can take its toll on all of us and hits some of us even harder than others. How often in the past year or two have we heard or said, "I'm exhausted"? Feeling overwhelmed is understandable in the face of unrelenting negative news. But making us feel hopeless is part of the strategy of those who seek to sow discord. If they can create chaos, then only they can fix it. Instead, my wish for 2022 is for American patriots to recommit ourselves to confronting our challenges through the tools of citizenship, voting, public service, and education. First, voting, the very definition of democracy. As forces work to suppress the voting power of underrepresented groups, we can strike back. In Michigan, citizens passed a ballot initiative in 2020 to create an independent redistricting commission to combat partisan gerrymandering. We can also help people register to vote, lead petition drives, work at polls, drive voters to polling places, and cast our own ballot, among other things. Another important tool citizens can use to stabilize democracy is service. We can serve on school and election boards, road commissions, city councils, and other civic organizations. These positions have become particularly important during these times of increased threats and harassment against local officials. We can't let violent extremists drive good people from public office. The Department of Justice has made it a priority to work with law enforcement agencies to address violence against local officials. And perhaps the most important tool of citizenship is education. An informed electorate is essential to democracy. Knowledge of our history and human behavior can help inoculate us against snake oil salesmen posing as political candidates. We need critical thinking skills to recognize disinformation campaigns on social media. A deep understanding of the rule of law can help us resist political opportunism in the face of settled precedent. We need to comprehend the structure of checks and balances in our constitutional system to protect ourselves from politicians seeking to amass undue power. Without education, people can be easily manipulated. Perhaps that's why during the 2016 presidential campaign, Donald Trump famously said, "I love the poorly educated." And yet, the civics education we're providing for America's students isn't cutting it. According to the Brookings Institute, 1 in 4 Americans are unable to name the 3 branches of government. Columnist Will Bunch doesn't think this failure is mere happenstance. On Sunday, he wrote, quote, "You can draw a straight line between the country's collective decision, hardened somewhere in the late 20th century, to stop seeing education as a public good aimed at creating engaged and informed citizens, but instead a pipeline for the worker drones of capitalism. And the 21st century civic meltdown that reached its low point nearly 1 year ago in the January 6th insurrection." End of quote. If we are to overcome the forces of political demagogues and special interests, we have to reverse course on education. We need to resolve in 2022 to teach our history, including some of its uglier sides. If you don't know where you've been, you can't see where you're going. As Thomas Jefferson once said, an educated citizenry is a vital requisite for our survival as a free people. Throughout our nation's history, ordinary people who love America have fought to make our country better. Effecting change may seem daunting and even exhausting, but never forget that we all have the power to restore democracy. As former Supreme Court Justice Louis Brandeis once wrote, "The most important political office is that of the private citizen." Stay informed, Barb.